Father God, we give you thanks for your word, and we thank you for this evening, and we pray that your word would speak to us in the way that only you can. Amen. Well, if you were here last Sunday morning, you might have heard the reading and thought, oh no, is he going to preach the same sermon as last week? Because it's the same reading, and of course it includes our motto text for the year, Psalm 46:10. He says, be still and know that I am God. Well, what I thought we'd be doing is, over the next few weeks, is looking at this whole idea of hearing from God and listening to God. So this evening is a bit of an introduction or an overview to that. And it's amazing that we've heard things about prayer this evening, because that is such an important part of hearing from God. So often we can think prayer is about getting what we need to say across, and we forget to listen. And as the verse says, be still and know that I am God. Hearing from God can be quite a controversial topic. Dare one say it's something which could even be open to abuse. The claim that God has told me something, and therefore no one can argue with it. The claim we believe God has spoken to us. Even people might suggest God appeared to me in a dream and said this. And yet we know from the Word of God and from our own experiences that God does speak to us in ways that we don't expect. We might not always understand what he's saying to us, which is why prayer is so important, to pray things through. Last Sunday morning I spoke about how the ways in which we can get so caught up in what we feel, what we need to do each day, things we need to do in our schedule, so busy with the things that we fill our time with. And then when we have empty slots in our schedule, we have to think of something to put in our time, otherwise we feel we're being lazy and unproductive. Do we always take those moments to be still? I must admit, I need to hear this as much as anyone. The danger of filling our schedule. Actually, there are those moments where we just need to listen to God. Allow him to speak to us. And I'm going to go through some of the ways in which God can speak to us, ways in which we can hear from him, just very briefly. And this is not an exhaustive list, and all these things need to be prayed through. We know that God can guide us through his word. Psalm 119, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. I wonder how many times have you read something in the Bible, maybe for a daily devotion, and realized that's exactly what you needed to hear that day. And often we said that was a coincidence. How did God know that I needed that for that day? Sometimes there might be a verse or a passage which keeps following us around. It keeps coming up, especially if we're trying to ignore it. I certainly found that for our motto text for last year. Psalm 46:10 kept following me around. Powerful the way in which the Word of God can speak to us, if we allow it. And as I said last Sunday morning, how often can our daily devotion of reading the Bible be a bit like a chore, something we need to get out of the way as quickly as possible so we can get with all the important things we've got to do? How often do we just take time to read it and allow it to speak to us? God can speak to us through others. Proverbs 24 verse 6. Surely you need guidance to wage war, and victory is won through many advisors. It's great the way God uses others to speak to us. Of course, choosing the right people when seeking advice is important. Perhaps you're looking for guidance on something, and sometimes we can be tempted to listen to anyone until someone tells us what we actually want to hear. But absolutely, people can give us words which are from God. But of course, it all needs to be prayed over and prayed through. All needs to be reflected on over time. And again, it's amazing how when we continue to hear the same thing being said to us from a variety of people. I found that with the call to ministry. So many people, I thought they had all had a conspiracy going on to try and convince me. But you know, God uses people. God uses each one of us. And dare one say it, even those without faith can be used by God. And it can be amazing how they surprise us with the way in which God uses them. God can speak to us through signs. John 4:48, Jesus said to them, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." Yeah, the Alpha Course refers to it as circumstantial signs. Sometimes God opens doors that we were not expecting, and we're left with a situation where we see we're being guided by Him. You've heard the story a number of times about me coming to Newport, and even worse, having to stay here. Yes, that's what I meant, Richard. You know, God works in our lives, and God sometimes just opens those doors, doesn't He? And guides us. It could be applying for a job or moving house, and it's amazing the way God brings all these things into place for us. Sometimes things we might not have wanted ourselves to start with, but the way God brings things round is incredible. But of course, within this, we have to be careful about looking at every circumstance and looking for signs. I remember being a kid, we were about 15, 16, it was the Football World Cup, and we were just sat in a classroom at school. One of my friends says, "If this bit of paper goes in the bin, England will get through to the quarterfinals next week." He missed the bin, but they still won. But of course, we can look for all different signs, but it's amazing God opens doors at the right place, at the right moments. God can also speak to us through the Holy Spirit. John 14, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." Perhaps it's one of the hardest things to explain, the work of the Holy Spirit. In some ways it's so difficult to explain until we actually experience it. A very difficult thing to explain, but it can happen through prayer, ways in which we sense God speaking to us. But as with all of these things, it needs to be prayed through. And again, it's true, when we're hearing something from God, it's amazing how we keep receiving it until we take notice. Maybe you've had that experience, a bit like someone keeps prodding you on the shoulder and you try to ignore it. God can be very persistent. And those are just a few examples. It's not an exhaustive list. God's not limited. We can hear from God in all sorts of ways. But with all of those things, we need to be careful about how we receive them, to pray through them all. 1 John 4 verse 1, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone into the world." As always, we need to take those moments to be still. When do we ever take a moment to be still and listen to God and take time to ponder over His word? Here's a question for us all. What's the first thing that comes to our mind when we feel something that could be from the Lord? Is our reaction to go ahead straight away and tell everyone? Or do we take those moments to ponder, to reflect on it, to pray into it, perhaps share it with those close and trusted advisors? And it's amazing, when God speaks, He keeps bringing back the same words to us. You ever had something and you think it just won't go away? And it can be for a combination of any of these things. But it can be dangerous to get carried away, reveal too much of what we feel we've heard to too many people too quickly. But praying into things and allowing a period of time. If you're a bit like me, I tend to take a lot of time over these things, and you might say too much. But taking time to be still, as that verse says. The trouble is, we can all be in a hurry with lots of things. We don't always see the full picture. And with anything, we often like things to be sorted quickly. Wouldn't it be great if God showed us the full picture straight away? We could see everything that was going to happen. Well, actually, probably not, because we might run away. It can be difficult when we feel we've received something from God and we get excited. And it can be very divisive in fellowships. We all like to have our own ideas accepted, which is why it should always be done carefully, prayerfully, and sensitively. How difficult it can be when we feel convinced that God has spoken to us on something and others haven't quite seen it yet. One of the other students I was in college with, he turned up, he was working as an engineer before he came into the ministry. And he went into a meeting with one of the board of directors in this engineer company that he was working with. And this guy was quite experienced, sort of sat down and looked at him. His name was Christopher Brown, the name of this minister. You don't need to look him up or anything. And they looked at him and said, "Christopher, you're young and stupid. It's not your fault." It wasn't a good experience for him. He felt rather dismissed in that moment. But of course, this all needs to be done sensitively. How we share these things with others is important. How it may make them feel. Everybody goes through things in different ways. When we're going to share something like this, we need to consider what angle and what position someone else might be coming from. It's all very well for us to feel a certain way. But what about someone else who hasn't had all the experiences that we've had, hasn't had the time that we've had? That's why there's always a need for sensitivity. But also, what about when we're on the other side, when somebody else shares something with us? How are we going to respond to that? They may have spent a lot of time praying about this. We need to be careful with how we respond, especially if it's something that's a shock to us. And however it's working, it requires on us to be careful and reflective, and yes, to take time to be still. God can speak to any of us in a variety of ways. And of course, we have to be careful not to go looking for things. When we're seeking guidance on something, we're looking for God to speak to us on something. We're looking for Him to show us something. We can end up looking for things, can't we? Let's go and look in the kitchen cupboard and see if there's a sign underneath the plates or something like that, you know? We need to be prayerful, bringing it before the Lord each day, to be respectful to one another, take time to listen to one another. If there's something which you feel God is speaking to you about today, pray through it. Seek trusted advisors. But be encouraged when these things happen. Sometimes things happen to us, whether it's through God's word or other people or different signs. When we know the Lord's speaking, it's encouraging. But we do need to take time to reflect and pray. Think, what is it that God is actually saying to me here? Is it supported by what it says in the Word of God? Does it measure up to the Word of God? Always to be respectful in this area, to listen to one another, to pray with one another. Always remember where each other may be coming from. It just seems the foundation of it all is in prayer. On Wednesday at the Sisterhood, I spoke on the importance of prayer. Everything needs to be brought before the Lord in prayer. The importance of walking with the Lord each day. Do we have that willingness to hear God and to seek His will? It can be so hard when we wonder, is God speaking to me on this? What is God saying? The most important thing is that we're committed to Him and we're seeking His will, being open to what He's saying. Psalm 37, commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun. Committing our ways to the Lord, allowing Him to have His way. Before I pray, we're going to remain seated to sing a song of response about being still. Be still for the presence of the Lord. And as we do sing this, reflect on those words, the importance of being still, taking time with the Lord each day.